Deutschlandfunk Nova. Update.
In Venezuela, da gibt es momentan zwei Präsidenten. Auf der einen Seite Nicolas Maduro, der bisherige Präsident, auf der anderen Juan Guaido, der Parlamentschef, der sich zum Interimspräsidenten erklärt hat. Welcher der Präsidenten wird sich durchsetzen? Maduro mit der Unterstützung des Militärs und den Großmächten China und Russland oder Guaido, den die Amerikaner unterstützen und einige andere westliche Regierungen? Die dramatischen Entwicklungen in Venezuela sorgen für viel Unklarheit von außen betrachtet, aber natürlich auch um Unsicherheit, immer mehr Unsicherheit innerhalb der Bevölkerung des Landes. Wie gehen die Menschen in Venezuela mit dieser chaotischen politischen Situation um? Ich habe eben kurz vor der Sendung mit Carlos sprechen können. Er lebt in Venezuela, in der Stadt Mérida. 250.000 Menschen leben dort. Und ich habe ihn gefragt: Carlos, how about your everyday life at the moment? Wie ist es momentan in deinem Leben? How does the current situation affect you?
Right now I'm unemployed, so I'm searching for it by internet any kind of job opportunity, but I don't have any chance because I'm 39 years old. We don't have much opportunities in the street. People don't hire, and persons always working in the street, you know, selling candies, and I don't know how to do. Because I have this support with my sister. She lives in the United States and she sent me dollars. So right now, it's very, very difficult for me, this situation, because prices of food and medicines and consultant with doctors, medical doctors, are very, very expensive.
Also Carlos ist momentan arbeitslos, hat keine Chancen auf einen Job. Er ist 39, er findet auch keinen Job. Er bekommt Geld aus den USA geschickt von seiner Schwester. How did you react when Juan Guaido proclaimed himself president? Were you surprised? Also warst du da überrascht, als sich Guaido Präsident genannt hat?
Yes, I was very, very surprised because I never seen before someone that has this chance to make this opposition in front of the face of Nicolas Maduro. I didn't realize that this happening for real. You know, I asked to my mother-in-law and to my wife, are you sure this is not a joke? This is a practical joke? No, it's happening, Carlos. What the fuck is this? I don't understand. I'm sorry for the bad word. I don't understand what's happening. So we're looking for our constitution and we read the article 233. And it's really explained what's happening. So it's very shocking for me, this, because we have two presidents, you know. One president, Nicolas Maduro, I don't support this guy, but he has the alliance with the military, you know, the army. We always reject about this guy, this Nicolas Maduro. He says he's our president. So what are we going to do? I asked my wife. We have two presidents. So it's very, very impressive.
Also, er konnte es nicht fassen und hat sogar mit seiner Familie in der Verfassung nachgelesen, ob sowas wirklich möglich ist, dass momentan tatsächlich dort zwei Präsidenten, ja, an der Macht kann man nicht sagen, aber unterwegs sind. Carlos, there's a lot of uncertainty regarding the political situation at the moment. In your opinion, what do you expect will happen? Will there be elections or will Maduro be able to hold on to power? Was glaubst du, wird passieren? Wird Maduro seine Macht erhalten können?
Kirsten, I want to be frank with you, okay? I want to be honest with you. Every person that I know support my word. I think that in the next few days, perhaps not this week, but the next week for sure, I think the United States Army is going to be here right now, right next in Colombia border, and they come to Venezuela. This is what I think is going to be happen. United States Army will support Guaido to get Maduro out of Venezuela. And I read the newspaper, I watch the TV, and everybody talk about this. No, it's not really happening. It's not possible. United States is not acceptable to come here. No, just really, really. I think they're going to be here for sure in a few days.
And this is also your hope. Und das ist deine Hoffnung.
No, how can I say? This is not my hope, but this is for sure the fact. I don't want to United States come here and repeat the same situation like Libya, you know, but with Muammar Gaddafi, many several deaths, people, civil people dying in the street. But obviously, it doesn't matter my hope. This is a fact. United States Army is going to be here soon.
Also ihr habt es gehört, Carlos ist überzeugt davon, dass die USA Truppen schicken wird. Die Situation in Venezuela ist chaotischer denn je. Darüber haben wir mit Carlos gesprochen, einem Anhänger der Opposition in dem Land.
Deutschlandfunk Nova. Update.